Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services joins us on today's program to talk about a recent visit by the Lieutenant Governor to the Red Rock Hydroelectric Project and the latest with the power plant.
Well, Vern, we last talked in early June about where this project was, and here we are now. The Lieutenant Governor was just here, and we're nearing a pretty substantial deadline. We're getting close to some completion where you can actually generate power. First of all, what does it mean to be at this point and at this area where now you're essentially done with a lot of the heavy lifting, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a great position to be in at this point. You know, in August, we hit our six-year mark on this project, a little longer than we wanted. It had some flooding, but doing some commissioning activities right now. We have one unit that is operational and can make power. The second unit is underway of getting tested. So it's a great spot to be in. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, and you were able to showcase this project to the Lieutenant Governor. What were you able to gather from his impressions, his questions, and kind of what you're seeing from legislators and their interest in this project?
Actually, the Lieutenant Governor, I believe, gave our little, I would say, the keynote speech for our virtual dedication. And so it was great that he could come out here and actually see the project. And they've been very supportive of this project along the way. So it's great to see him come out and support the project.
Well, and you talked to him a lot about the economic impact. I know we have before, but remind our listeners the amount of construction workers that came through here and the kinds of businesses. I know when we talked early in the project, the amount of concrete that came from local places and wood and steel and all those things you could source local. Talk about that impact that you were able to share with the governor.
Oh, you bet. We had over 1,300,000 man hours logged on the project so far, and we've had over 1,400 employees cycle through the project in the 6 years. So most of those employees were local folks. So right here in the state of Iowa, a lot of local pride went into this project. All of the concrete came from the old Skyline, the Manats plant in Pella now, and we're looking at the right over the 88,000 cubic yard mark, supported the lumber yards. All of those people had to eat. So a lot of people had apartments and homes right in Pella and stayed. And so it was a tremendous impact to the project. And in return, Pella and Knoxville and Marion County did a wonderful job of supporting this project. Without their support, it would have been a lot tougher, and we probably wouldn't be on the schedule that we are on.
Now, I know that flooding caused a lot of problems, up to close to a year worth of delays. Now you're having a different kind of problem with low water. Talk about what the next few weeks look like as you test and try to get this thing operational to where you are generating power for the city of Pella and all your members.
Yeah, that is a unique opportunity. You know, we kind of joked around about that when it was going through construction. If we have all this water going down the river, last year being the wettest year on record, and now we're in a low water phase. The Corps of Engineers have worked well with us of holding back some water and allowing us to use some, and they will adjust their gates so we're able to work on our commissioning activities. And, you know, everybody's kind of praying for rain and hope the water level comes up so we can finish our final commissioning and go to the ultimate final completion, substantial completion mark that is the big milestone.
Well, and from that, I know that you talked about the Corps of Engineers. That's the next step. Once you reach those certain milestones, that's when the Corps comes in and says, hey, North Tailwater, some of these can be open again. A little more patience from the public, and these places should be open pretty soon.
Correct. We are about a month away from being ready to turn over the North Tailwater area back to the Corps of Engineers. And as you can see, they're in the process of updating their facilities because they haven't had anybody around here use them for the last 6 years. So they're getting their stuff in order, and once we turn it over to them, it'll be open to the public, and it'll be kind of life as normal then down here in the North Tailwater area. But we've got a lot of nice features we added. All new parking areas, new striping, all new pavement. We've added in a couple of fishing access areas, so there's some good improvements.
And then coming up, you mentioned that dedication ceremony. That'll be made public, I believe, on September the 2nd, and an opportunity to really highlight what the last 6 years have all been about.
Correct. It's a virtual opportunity, so it's in a good thing, in a good way. I think it's going to be better. More people are going to be able to take part in that and see it and enjoy it, because there'll be some neat footage, video footage and film footage in there, and some nice presentations from a lot of good people.
Once again, that was Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.